Every dog has its day, and it's August the 1st in Blenheim when canines are being allowed back into the CBD thanks to new bylaws. So what's the doggy deal? Ko taku manuhiri I nāianei, ko Jamie Arbuckle. Jamie is a Marlborough District Councillor and joins me now. Kia ora, Jamie.
G'day, good to be on.
So what's the deal? Why are canines being welcomed back?
We received a lot of submissions in supporting the council's bylaw to allow dogs into the Blenheim CBD, and the committee and the full council has agreed to that wish.
So what were people's submissions? Tell me what their case was to get their dogs back into town.
Yeah, well, probably firstly, the Blenheim Business Association has, for a number of years now, advocated for dogs to come into the CBD. They can see it as a good opportunity to liven up the CBD, like have alfresco dining and stuff like that. People come in, grab a coffee, sit outside with their dogs. But I guess the general public see it as the Taylor River is close to Blenheim. It's a way of linking the Taylor River, the Blenheim CBD, so you can walk into town, walk back onto the river and walk back home.
So dogs are good for business?
Well, that's what we've been told, and the Blenheim Business Association has advocated that point, and we have listened, and we will see, yes.
So what problems had they been causing? I mean, why weren't they allowed in before?
Yeah, well, it's historical, I guess, local democracy around New Zealand all has different bylaws for different reasons, and the council of the day 10 years ago decided not to have dogs in the CBD. I think times are changing. Definitely there's the thing of having people living in the CBD these days, apartments happening, so it's being more seen as a positive thing. And it's about responsible dog ownership, looking after your dog, having it on a lead, cleaning up after it, and we foresee no problems.
Well, Jamie, seeing as you mentioned that, we've done a number of stories on this program about dog do and people just leaving it all over the shop. Are you convinced that people are going to, well, pick up the poo in town?
Well, that's what we believe will happen, being a responsible dog owner. We have animal control just at our fingertips to ring them up if, in case someone's not doing the right thing. And we also have the CBD that regularly gets cleaned morning and night. So hopefully we don't go down to too bad of problems.
So do you get fined if you don't pick up after your dog there?
Yes, you do, yes.
How much?
Anywhere, I think it's around the $200 mark. If you get caught in that, maybe a little bit more.
Whoa, that's an expensive poop. Can you tell me, are the dogs welcome inside shops?
That's generally the shop owner's call on that, and I'd say in the majority of cases you would not be allowed to do that, and there's good reasons around health and safety and like food hygiene and stuff, so you'll probably find it's more of a going to A to B kind of situation, or as I say, sitting outside enjoying a hot coffee.
So what's the response been to the decision?
Positive. There is a contentious issue, but I'd say that the submissions were definitely in favour of having dogs in the CBD. So I think the response generally from the public is that it's been a good decision.
Jamie, in the interests of full disclosure, because that's what we're into on this program, do you have a dog?
I have two, and I know exactly what you're going to ask me. Will I take them to the CBD? And the answer is no. It's not my cup of tea. I've never really seen my dogs going to the CBD. It's really
not townies. They're not townies, Jamie.
I have been on the outskirts of town, and I live a little bit more in the rural scene these days, but yeah, just not for me.
So what are their names and what kind of dogs before you head off?
So we've got Blue, who is a Swedish foulhound, and we've just got another Swedish foulhound recently who's named Scrappy, and he's about 5 months old.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thanks for joining us. That is Jamie Arbuckle, Marlborough District Councillor there, talking about how Blenheim is welcoming dogs back into the CBD. Terms and conditions do apply.